episode number 50. Wow, I can't believe we've made it this far. On this very special episode of Secrets of Staffing Success, I'm going to be talking about some of the stuff.
All right, Todd. What about us, man?
Oh, Brad Biley's here.
Don't forget about the insights team.
You want to be in on this?
Don't forget about the insights team.
You've been doing this show for like 20 minutes.
10 episodes.
All right, 10 episodes. All right, you're in. We're going to talk about the things that we have learned over 50 episodes of Secrets of Staffing Success.
Welcome to Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with innovators and thought leaders in the staffing and recruiting industries. Your host for Secrets of Staffing Success is Todd Lewandowski, Director of Content Marketing with 15 years experience in marketing for the staffing industry. You can follow the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and the podcast app on your Apple device. And now, here's Todd.
Yes, and as you heard, I am joined by our other podcasting friends, Brad Biley and Matt Lozar, the hosts of Insights from Secrets of Staffing Success. This is it, boys. Episode number 50.
We've made it.
We've made it. Have we made it?
You know,
it's official. We've made it now.
Yeah, Matt and I set a goal at the beginning of the year of how many episodes we wanted to put out this year of Insights. And when we did that, we didn't sit down and think about the collective Secrets of Staffing Success and what number we want to get to. I know we release every week, but making it to 50, Todd, it's really a good testament to you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you started this, what, late 2017 and consistently stuck with it. I know we missed a week or two here and there, but 50 episodes, that's some longevity.
It is. And I kind of wanted to start off talking to you guys because you're kind of new to this. And, you know, you guys have done 10 episodes of Insights now. What have you learned from just the process of doing the podcast? Because I think a lot of people listening, a lot of people in the staffing industry say, you know, I want to get into podcasting. We should be doing a podcast as part of our marketing mix. So I want to talk about the process, just the kind of startup. So what have you guys learned from that standpoint?
I think one of the better ways is really big takeaways is planning. I think planning helps a lot in that you have to figure out what kind of topics you want to talk about. It could be if you're on social media. It could be if you're walking through the grocery store. If you just see something that can relate to a different industry that we can bring to the staffing industry, figuring out ways to relate those topics of marketing to staffing, I think just thinking about it, you know, not all the time, but really kind of having that radar up helps with the planning to deliver better takeaways in a podcast.
I'll agree with Matt there. In 10 episodes, I think my biggest takeaway is having a plan. And I know Matt and I text each other all the time about different topics, different ideas, and some of them make it, some don't. But you can tell the episodes where we're more prepared sound significantly better than episodes where we just come in maybe the day before or even the morning of and say, hey, we're going to cut an episode today. Now at episode 10, going into 11 with our next one, we have a plan. We know what days we record on. We know what days we need to edit on, what days need to get published and scheduled. So we have a process for all of that now so that the listener has a better experience when they're listening to the episode.
And just from a planning perspective, you know, what have you learned? You know, I know even just doing 10 episodes, I know you guys have even changed it up already in terms of your, you know, how you present the show. So what have you learned from that side of things?
Yeah, when we started, we had initially broken it down into the content blueprint, social reach, seen and heard. We had final insights. Then we had an outro that we called Get It Done. And over time, we realized final insights didn't really have to happen anymore. We do a really good job, I think at least, of summarizing the segment before we go to the next segment. So we cut out final insights. Get It Done is still there, but it's just our way internally of saying, hey, we got to get out of this episode. So the segments are still there, but we've made tweaks and changes along the way to improve the experience and the listening for the listener.
And similar to, I think it was the first episode of Insights when we talked about a content calendar, we plan out a little bit in the future, but Brad and I have found it very helpful to look at what we've already talked about because we're recording this beginning of May. You know, I barely remember what we did last week, let alone what we did on January 15th. Yeah. So having that and then being able to maybe shape the plan to where, okay, we hit on headlines, we hit on audience. What haven't we talked about in the world of content that really helps take the results of creating really good content and making them better?
Yeah, and with that, we have a shared Google Doc. So I already mentioned that Matt and I text back and forth about different topics, but we have one master doc of every segment that we've ever cut so that we can go through and say, hey, did we talk about content planning? Did we talk about headlines? Yeah, but it was 7 episodes ago, so maybe we can bring it in. And while Matt and I are, let's say, the overall hosts of Insights, really, we lean on the team here at Haley Marketing. So within that content plan, we know who's coming up next from our team that we're going to feature. So we know if it's, you know, the last episode featured Michelle McCormick. We knew she was going to be on that episode 3 months ago. Mm. We have that list in our content plan too, so we know who we're going to feature, and we have a plan for that.
Yeah, and I've kind of done the same thing with having our guests on now. Sometimes when they ghost you, it's not, it doesn't work out, and that's why we've had a couple instances where we've had episodes of Insights back to back. But you know, thinking about, you know, not having maybe two vendors back to back, or not having two people that are in the same niche back to back. So you know, when I think of when I develop my content plan, and mine isn't quite as specific as yours, but I like to think about, you know, what makes this guest unique. You know, when I'm doing my planning, you know, why do we want to talk to this person? What are they doing? You know, the show is called Secrets of Staffing Success. What is their secret? Sure. You know, there's some clients that have very specific niches, so we can talk about that. Or they're doing something really innovative in their marketing or their sales process, so we can talk about that. So really finding kind of that story that you want to tell in each episode really goes on an episode by episode basis.
And you mentioned that sometimes a guest ghosts you and what do we do then? We've thought through a plan for when that happens so that we don't miss a week's episode now. So yeah, if we have to go back to back on Insights, that's okay. We've built in buffers for if we need to do that. So it's all right if somebody says, hey, Todd, I can record on Monday morning. And then when we're supposed to go live and publish, we don't have an episode for Wednesday. Well, we know that we can record Insights in that window. So we've built in buffers. And if you're listening and you're thinking, well, how does that relate to me? All of your content plans, you don't want to leave anything to chance. Right. Everything should have a plan and have a structure. And if something goes wrong, what's your plan B? You know, have that series of buffers in process and in place so that you know what you're going to do if something does go wrong. So Todd, what have you learned in now 40 episodes of the interview portion of Secrets of Staffing Success?
Yeah, there's, I think, of two things really that come to mind. One is, and I touched on this just a little bit ago, is everyone has a story to tell if you let them tell it. And a lot of people, it's very obvious. You know, I've had some guests on that, you know, came from very unique backgrounds to get into staffing. Some have been in staffing for 30 years. Some who I think we had one that was just a couple years old and relatively a startup in the staffing industry. So you got to find that angle of, you know, what you're going to talk to this person about. Some people, you know, we just kind of have a general list of questions that we ask. That's fine. But when somebody has a very unique background or a very unique a tactic that they're using, that's kind of, you know, how I like to focus. The other thing that I've learned, and really it's taught me, is to be a better listener. You know, when I first started, probably the first 10, 15 episodes, it was very scripted, very, you know, I had all my questions, and I was always so worried about asking that next question and having that next question ready to go that I wasn't listening to the answers that the person was giving me. So there wasn't a lot of follow-up questions. And when I had talked with David Searns, our president, you know, about the after the first, you know, few episodes, he said, you know, you really got to kind of listen and ask some more follow-up questions because people are giving you really good info. And so that's kind of a skill that I've really tried to develop over these, you know, 2.5, almost 2 years now.
And that's a tough balance because you come in with a plan of questions. Brad and I come in with, you know, talking points that you really want to hit on in a segment or two, but the best interviewers, and this is in the podcast world, this is think of TV, think of radio, you know, people that conduct.
Even if you're just on a sales call with somebody, you know, you have to be listening. You can't just be in your headspace of this is my sales spiel and I'm just going to spit it out there and not listen to what the other person says.
Exactly. Like, perfect example would be I was talking to a prospect maybe a month or two ago and we were talking about pay-per-click advertising and he felt pay-per-click advertising was a waste because he places high-level medical, so physicians, that level. So a lot of people click on jobs and have no basis of ever applying for the job, eating a budget. I was listening to that and pivoted literally mid-call and said, we can also have a strategy where you only pay when somebody applies for the job. And was definitely opened eyes to how a different strategy or tactic can work. So if it's on sales calls or client calls in the staffing industry, or just listening, it's very hard to be a really active and effective listener because you also need a breadth of knowledge. If Todd's conducting an interview or Brad is saying something, I also have to have enough knowledge to, you know, if you're talking industry jargon, what can I follow up with to ask a really intelligent follow-up question?
I just want to hop in. If you're listening as a staffing specialist, how often are you interviewing a candidate thinking about your next question instead of just rolling with it? You know, when you mentioned that, Todd, it's like a perfect example of, okay, I need to ask these 15 questions to screen this candidate. How often are you deviating from that script and actually learning about an individual?
Yeah.
Are you listening just to get an answer, or are you listening to comprehend and actually develop an understanding of that true value that that individual brings to the table? That's completely throwing away content and just coming back to your core function as a staffing specialist.
I'm glad that you guys decided to come on too, because especially Brad, you do a lot of the promotion of all of our episodes. So I wanted to talk about, because I think this ties in really well with what a lot of our clients are doing in terms of promoting content. After we finish recording, I finish editing it. What's the next steps? How do we get people, you know, we're up to what, 61,000 people each month that are listening to this podcast. How did we get to that number?
Yeah, it's a process, and it's an ever evolving process. When we started with Secrets of Staffing Success, and the whole show was Todd interviewing innovators and thought leaders from throughout the industry, I took over the responsibility of how do we translate that to social as my internal role at Haley Marketing Group. How does that integrate with everything else that we're doing? So the first thought was, okay, let's publish it and let's see if we have a proof of concept here. Let's see if people actually listen. Do people care that Todd is interviewing leaders and innovators from across the industry? Once we looked at the numbers, the answer was definitely yes. There is an audience here that wants podcast audio. So then we really thought about, well, how do we translate that into social? How do we tie that into everything that we're doing at Haley Marketing Group? Because we can't just share more content on social. That's not the answer anymore in 2019. We don't want to just flood our Twitter feed. We don't want to just flood Facebook or LinkedIn. So it was thinking through that strategy of, okay, now that we have the audio published, how do we break that down into key quotes? How do we turn that into visuals? How do we turn that into supporting bite-sized audio content to link back to the audio, the full episode? How do we then add it to the blog? How do we add show notes? Or a new idea that we're doing now is we're actually transcribing segments from insights and publishing those as blog posts so that people can read them.
Which is great for SEO value as well.
Correct. Yeah. So you have this great unique content on the site that's optimized for search, but it's in line with the podcast. So we're using a service where we can transcribe the audio, get that on the blog, but then people can listen to the full article, or I'm sorry, the full episode. We also integrate it with our email campaign. So there's a giant button at the bottom of our email newsletter where you can click to listen to the newest episode. We've deployed pay-per-click advertising on Facebook recently so that we're targeting key staffing individuals throughout the industry to let them know that, hey, there's a podcast designed specifically for you. Whether you want insights and best practices from Matt and myself and the team that we bring on a weekly basis, or you want to listen to other innovators and thought leaders and Todd interview them, there's a podcast designed specifically for you, and we're here to talk about your pain points. So, you know, long story short, and I know I kind of rambled there because it's a big comprehensive strategy. It's really thinking about the main goal, like we always talk about on Insights. What's the goal? Well, the goal for Insights and the Secrets of Staffing Success is to educate the industry. So now that we have the audio content, how do we get people to hear it? Right. How do we drive traffic to the episode? And it's constantly thinking about what we can do to really cycle that traffic back.
Yeah, and initially when we first launched this in, July, August of 2017, we didn't really have a good strategy. We just kind of got it out there without thinking about, okay, how are we going to grow this audience? And a lot of it was just kind of me posting on social media every once in a while. We didn't have it as part of our marketing mix. And then all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute, why is this not part of our weekly marketing meeting that we have to promote Haley Marketing? Sure. So a lot of it really started with, you know, what I would consider, if we can use the phrase grassroots marketing in terms of content marketing, is I started connecting with a whole bunch of people in the staffing industry on LinkedIn. And everybody who, you know, connected back with me, I sent them a really quick basic email Just saying, hey, thanks for connecting. Just want to introduce you to our brand new podcast with a link to the podcast page. And that really was probably one of the best ways that we've grown this audience. If you take a look at, we have a chart that shows, you know, all the feed hits every month. There's a huge jump in, October or September of one year. And just because of what I started doing with LinkedIn. So it doesn't have to, you know, you can even grow it just on a very grassroots level like that. It doesn't have to be very complicated when you're promoting a podcast like this.
The other factor can be podcasting is hot in the streets.
Sure is, Miley.
Because, I mean, it's 70% of the U.S. population is familiar with the term. 51% of people have listened. And yeah, it's a joke that everyone does have a podcast, so that's where the marketing strategy behind it really works. But I believe it was Google announced recently, they're going to start indexing podcasts, which means people are finding Google provides information when people need answers. Mm-hmm. People are going to Google looking for podcasts. That's why Google is going to index them.
Right.
That could be a great strategy or tactic to get your podcast to more listeners, because people are going to go to Google and right, ask for, you know, marketing podcasts, staffing industry podcasts, recipe cooking podcasts.
I also want to say, not only did we really build out a whole strategy for distribution of the podcast, but the podcast in production has grown as well.
Yeah.
I mean, when you started Secrets of Staffing Success, and the listeners might not know this, when you started, it was what, one microphone into a laptop?
Yeah, and I was doing it at home because I had a podcast that I was hosting on my own at home. So it was, I had, every time we had to interview somebody, I had to go home and record it and then come back in the office.
Yeah, and then with the commitment from David and Vicky and Haley Marketing Group, we've now built, they've built us essentially a room at Haley Marketing Group where we have a podcast studio where we can not only record episodes of audio, but we can do our product demos that happen on a monthly basis. We can do our Lunch with Haley's webinar series that happens on a monthly basis. We've now have four unique microphones that are built stationary into a desk. We have a brand new mixing board and, you know, sound paneling's going up soon to isolate audio. And it's amazing what's happened in a year and a half. And I know if you think about living in the moment, it's kind of just another day. But if you really think back to what we were doing in 2017 to put out audio content and what we're doing today, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And I want to go back to what Matt was saying too, about how, you know, podcasting is the hot new thing now. And, you know, I've been here long enough that I can remember a time when not every staffing company had a website.
Sure.
And we had to convince staffing firms why they needed a website. And then kind of the same thing happened with email marketing. The same thing happened with social media. Well, why do I need to be on social media? We had to convince them. Now it's, you couldn't imagine not being on social media. And podcasting might be that next step where, you know, right now there's very few staffing. We were one of the first staffing related podcasts. There was one other recruiting related podcast, but we were the one that was really dedicated to staffing. Now there's maybe one or two others. But that's what's going to happen now is, this industry is, which we've always said is a little slow on the uptake in technology, you're going to start to see more staffing firms having their own podcasts. So now's the time to get into podcasting, get in on the ground floor so you can kind of build that audience early and be one of the early adopters.
And we've mentioned on Insights before why you need variety in your content, right? So if you think about the average job seeker, if you're creating blog content and potential job seekers don't want to read content, they're never going to read your blog regardless of how good it is. Maybe you're putting out videos. If no one wants to watch a video, they're never going to watch it regardless of how good it is. You need to create content like the evening news. Some people watch the news in the morning. Some watch it at night. Some get their news from Twitter in the morning. Some read the morning paper. Some don't. Content is the same way. So some individuals want to read short form content. Some want to read long form content. Some want to watch a video. Some want to listen to podcasts. Diversifying that content is a great way to cast a bigger spider web. I know David Cerns, our CEO, always talks about creating a spider web for marketing ideas so that you can attract candidates how they want to be attracted.
Right.
Todd, you've now talked to 40 different individuals throughout the staffing and recruiting industry to learn their secrets of staffing success. Is there one key secret to staffing success? Is there one key topic that keeps coming up?
I hope that there's not one, because then we would be done doing this show if everybody knew the one secret of staffing success. But I think there's traits that really stand out from the people that I've talked to. And the one for me is not settling. I've talked to so many people on this show that, you know, they're always thinking next. There was, we were just saying about what's going to be next in marketing, you know, podcasting might be next. They're thinking about what's going to be next in staffing. They don't keep doing stuff just because it's the way they've been doing it for 20 years. They modify, they adapt to the industry right now. You know, they're coming up with, you know, we talked to Hamilton Riker. We talked to Kelly McCree from Hamilton Riker. You know, he was talking about how they have virtual reality training for forklift operators. And, you know, that's otherworldly right now in the staffing industry. There's very few people who are doing that. But that's what it takes to innovate, is to not just keep doing what you've been doing every single day. David Certins tells that story about the ham in the oven. If you've never heard David tell the ham in the oven story, next time you talk to David, ask him to tell you the ham in the oven story. But it's basically why a mom used to cut the ends off of a ham and put it in the oven. And it was always, well, my grandmother did that. And then you ask the grandmother, why'd you cut the ends off? And then, well, my mother did that. And then my mother. So finally you get to the point, well, yeah, we had to cut the ends off because the stoves were smaller back then. And we had to put, so it's about not doing things just because that's the way you've done them in the past. And there's also, on top of that, is also, you know, being really good at the basics, you know, being able to write really great job posts, like you were saying earlier, Matt, about interviewing, when you're interviewing candidates, being really good at that stuff, master the basics. And then that's all taken care of. Then you can go to that next step and say, okay, how do we innovate? How do we come up with what's next? How do we grow this business? If you're good at the fundamentals, it's like sports. If you're good at the fundamentals, everything else will take care of it from there.
It's all about the fundies.
It could even say that about podcasting. I mean, yeah. From where we were, we did 5 or 6 practice episodes before going live. Mm-hmm. It was getting feedback from Todd, feedback from other people, just eliminating ums, likes, those verbal cues. Mm-hmm. And then now, like, I have a couple talking points on my notepad, you know, can I have, you know, shorter sound bites into, you know, 30, 45 second clips and have a really strong takeaway each time? What can you do once you have those basics and then go to that 201, 301 level to really be better at what you're doing? And that's podcasting right now, or it could be running your staffing agency.
Yeah.
What else, Todd? Any other secrets of staffing success that you've picked up along the way?
The only other one that I would put out there, and this is something I've been harping on for 16 years now, is identifying key metrics. I think really successful staffing owners know where business is coming from, where leads are coming from. You know,
preaching to the choir.
Exactly.
You know, louder for the people,
yes,
in the back.
Yes. I mean, it's as simple as saying, hey, where did you hear about us? That question does not occur enough in the staffing industry. When that phone rings, the receptionist or whoever's going to take the call should be saying, how did you hear about us? Oh, I got your email newsletter the other day, or I saw you guys posted on social media, or, you know, a colleague referred you guys. That's a very simple question that doesn't get asked enough and can lead to a ton of valuable information for staffing firms to know what's working and what's not. Is my social media bringing in more leads right now than my email is? Is the direct mail piece I sent out, did we actually get phone calls from that? So if I can, you know, sum up my advice in one word, it's just please, please, please track where inquiries are coming from. That's my plea to the staffing industry, and it has been for about 15 years.
Matt, you know anything about that from a programmatic standpoint?
We can flip inquiries. I think that felt like new business client side, and the same thing to the candidate side. Yep. Because right now it feels like staffing agency owners love safety and numbers with getting a lot of applications, but, you know, Indeed brings a lot of applications. There's a lot of noise we need to eliminate, but a lot of companies don't have that missing piece of application comes in. But placements go out, you know, are we 100% sure where those placements came from? And that's where the staffing agencies that can do that will take advantage of their competitors and be able to allocate dollars faster to fill more job orders quicker.
I think that's great advice to finish on. Gentlemen, it's been fun. I'm glad that you guys are now in the mix here with Secrets of Staffing Success. Continued success with Insights. I know you guys are bringing really, really great take-home value each week, every other week, I should say, for listeners of Insights. And I hope we continue on for another 50 episodes. And I hope you guys continue to listen. And thank you so much for helping us grow this product as well. You can always find us on iTunes, on Google Play, on Stitcher, on Spotify. Basically, anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find Secrets of Staffing Success. So, again, thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will talk to you soon.